Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. A summons to Captain Povey's office first thing in the morning means one of two things. And if you're the one who's been summoned, you won't like either of them.
Good morning, Captain Povey.
Good morning, Renchason. I've waited a long time for this day to dawn. You see, Renchason, I haven't dared to speak before.
That's just as well, because you're married already and you're not my type.
No. I am talking about my first appointment this morning. Has he arrived yet?
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, sir. He's in the outer office now, sir.
Splendid. Send him in at once, please.
Aye, sir. Come in, Chief. Captain Pertwee will see you now.
I don't like it, I don't. I don't like it at all. When he smiles, he's most dangerous.
Good morning, Pertwee. Come in. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
It's omni-mini-mini mouse. That's what it is. I don't like it at all. No, I don't. I don't like it. Not at all. I don't. No, I don't. Good morning, sir. I'm sorry I can't help you, sir. Whoever said it was me was lying, sir. And I've 14 witnesses to prove that I was 10 miles away from whatever it was happened, wherever it took place, whenever it was.
Relax, Pertwee. Nobody is accusing you of anything. Have a cigar.
Eh?
If you've got one. You have my permission to smoke. Put your feet up on my desk, if you like.
I've copped the jackpot, I have. I don't know what it is, but he's going to throw the book at me.
Now, Chief, you're not going to pretend that you don't know what today is, surely?
Pardon?
I presume you've got something lined up?
Pardon?
A big money-making scheme, no doubt?
Money-making? Yeah, why should I... Pardon?
Of course, I must say that I was surprised. I was certain that you'd make the necessary application for re-enlistment when your time was up.
Oh, yes, I intend to, sir, just as soon as... Do what?
Re-enlist? You've served your time, Pertwee. You're to be discharged.
My time isn't up until this time next year, sir.
No, Chief, it's this year. Your career, for want of a better term, in the service is over. You didn't apply for re-enlistment in time.
It's a joke! Yes! Oh, yes, it's a joke, isn't it, sir? Yes, I... Oh, highly whimsical, I'm sure, sir. You were pulling Pertwee's oof.
No. No, you could have handed in your application to Renchason or myself at any time during the last month. And because of the shortage of new recruits, it would probably have been granted. However, as you didn't...
It's a calm-up. Nobody reminded Pertwee.
I didn't even know.
No, I must have accidentally kept the re-enlistment notice there in my pending tray, where you wouldn't have seen it, Renchason. My error, of course.
Error. Your error. It was deliberate. Deliberate, that's what it was. It was deliberate. Pertwee's been cast aside like an old boot. After all these years of selfless devotion to duty. A lifetime of loyalty and serving the flag. Gone for a right chop. You can't do it. You can't do it, sir. No, you can't. You can't afford to let an honest mat low like me go, sir. They don't make them like Pertwee anymore, sir. I'm too young to be chucked on a scrap heap of life and thrown to the tender mercies of the labour exchange, sir. And if I'm still going, who takes up the collection?
I've no idea, Chief, but going you are. You'd better get back to your ship and start packing up your personal possessions straight away. You leave next Monday.
No, but surely...
That's all, Chief. I'll see you again before you go, no doubt.
Oh, you will, sir. Oh, you will. Oh, yes, you will. Hundreds of times. But we hasn't landed in his little flat hat yet. Oh, no. I shall appeal to the House of Lords. And above.
Yeah.
I'll appeal before Pertwee collects his cards and actually has to work for a living. Oh, no. I'm not finished yet.
No, Chief, you aren't. Not until Monday.
Oh, hello, Mr. Murray, sir. I didn't expect to see you in the wardroom. Have you heard about Pertwee?
Naturally, Mr. Phillips. Apart from the times when I have to rely on you for information, I generally know what's going on board.
We shall miss him when he's gone, you know.
Yes. Along with everything else that's missing as well when he goes. Which reminds me, you better lock up the wardroom silver.
Aye, aye, sir.
In fact, lock up everything that isn't actually chained or bolted to the ship.
Just as you say, sir, but it won't do any good. He's got a full set of spanners and a hacksaw.
Really? I don't remember seeing those on the missing property list.
Well, you would have done, would you, sir?
Why not?
Pertwee makes out the missing property list.
Oh, yes, of course, I wasn't thinking.
Does he have to go, sir? It just won't be the same without him.
Looks like it, Mr. Phillips. Unless Captain Purvey makes a special application to Whitehall stating Pertwee is vital and refuses to release him in the interests of security. Now, frankly, I can't see that happening. Nor can I see the Chief taking Tata Pertwee without declaring war on Whitehall.
Come in. Temporary leading seaman Goldstein popping in for a bit of a chat, sir. When do I take over as Chief Petty Officer?
The vultures are flying.
Well, I'm the obvious choice, aren't I? I've had myself measured for my new uniform, so there's no delay.
Goldstein, the Chief hasn't actually left for
you. Yes, possibly not, sir, but why leave things to the last minute? Look, promote me here and now, sir. Do I kneel while you bash me on the shoulder with your sword? What happens?
I'll bash you with something in a minute.
You're jumping the gun, Goldstein.
It's not up to me to appoint a new Chief Petty Officer at this stage. Until Pertwee goes, and he's a long way from gone yet, the ship's company is up to strength.
Oh, well, I suppose I can hang on until Monday, seeing as I've waited so long. Just so long as we understand each other, sir. I mean, if you promote an Englishman instead of me, I wouldn't bother to spend any of your leaves in Wales for a year or two.
Now, look here,
Goldstein. Raises a nasty bump on the bonce, you know, being bashed by well-bunged lumps of Welsh nuts, and we've got tons of it. And we can always use it after, so it won't be wasted. Give us a shout when you're ready for me to take over on Monday. Yakida.
I'll have him, so help me. I'll have that Klamboff Getley layabout one of these days. I'll boot him from here right back to the land of his fathers.
I don't understand it. I thought Pertwee would have had longer to apply for re-enlistment than this.
Possibly, but it wouldn't have done much good anyway. Not with the sort of report old Thunderguts would have put in with it. And then, of course, there is Pertwee's age.
Yes. I wonder how old he is.
Ooh, must be,
Oh, easily, yeah.
If not more.
Oh, at least.
Of course, he's still pretty agile.
Yes, for a man of his age. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. It's a wonder he can still get about at all, really, isn't it?
Oh, come on. He's not as old as all that. Come in.
Good afternoon. Able Seaman Tiddy reporting, sir.
It's morning, actually.
Just as you say, sir. You know about these things.
Only sometimes. What is it, Tiddy? What do you want?
It's about the Chief, sir, and my promotion, sir.
Your what?
Well, when Goldstein takes the Chief's job over on Monday, sir, how about making me leading seaman, sir, in his place?
Isn't it blooming mad?
Well, no sense in going outside for help, is there, sir?
Out, Tiddy, out!
I've been measured for my badges. There'll be no delays.
Out, out, out!
Good afternoon.
And the body isn't even cold yet.
I wonder what he's up to. It's like sitting on a time bomb. And nobody's told us what time it's going to go off bang.
Well, it'll go off bang before Monday. We know that for sure.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee to see you, sir.
Oh, not again. This is the third time today. There you are, sir. Oh, how fortunate to catch you in, sir. The answer is still no, Chief. I am not recommending your re-enlistment.
Yes, well, I quite understand, sir. Think nothing of it, sir. I've given up the idea, sir.
I beg your pardon?
He's got the answer. I know it.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about, miss.
That settles it. He never calls me miss unless he's in the clear. If he's in the muck, it's hello ever, late of my life. How's our little ball of radiant feminine pucritude this magnificent day?
I'm sure I still don't know what you are talking about of, miss.
Well, in that case, I'm going. I'll leave you to it, sir.
Funny lady. Now, sir, I find myself facing a bit of a predicament.
Yes, you do, don't you?
I require your advice and assistance, sir.
Oh. Yes, well, I don't know about... Well, on the other hand, I suppose we have known each other a long time, haven't we?
Oh, we have, sir. Yes, sir. Far too long. I mean, very, very long time, sir. Very long indeed. Every year a gem, and one to be remembered, sir.
You mean I'll never forget them? I agree with you. But what is it you want, Pertwee?
Well, sir, I'm in a bit of a contratemple. Contratiddly. I'm in a bit of an unfortunate.
Not a penny.
No, sir. No. As if I'd borrow money from you, sir. Oh, what a very idea, sir.
You try it often enough.
Yes, sir, right. Waste of time. Oh, no, sir. No, you don't understand at all, sir. You don't understand, Hall. I'll be leaving on Monday, sir. All gone forever, sir. No more chirpy, happy, smiling, devil-may-care Pertwee.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Tuesday enormously.
No, you're not, sir. No, you're not. With a little help, sir, what you're looking forward to is Sunday evening, sir.
Sunday evening?
My very word, sir. Gracious me. Oh, you are quick, sir.
Oh, thanks very much, Chief.
Credit where credit's due, sir. And that brings me to another point, sir. Credit.
I beg your pardon?
Well, after all these years spent in the senior service, I felt one could hardly offer off out of it without one making a bit of a booze up of it. Champagne and crisps all round from one's devoted shipmates. Naturally, including yourself and your good ladies.
Oh, now, look here, Pertwee. Until you've got a civilian job, you can't possibly afford to throw a party.
The nail right on the box. My word, you are sharp. He's sharp. I'll say that for you, sir. You're sharp. No wonder Admiralty thinks so much of you, sir. A man of class. Class, distinction, and an ace-breed thinking think-box.
Sir, let's see.
Unfortunately, there is a slightly unimportant snag, sir, which, with one wave of your magic wand, you can dispense with at once, sir.
What is that?
I can't afford it, sir.
Not a penny.
Have I asked you for so much as a single solitary sixpence?
Well, not yet.
I happen to know that Abel Seaman Tiddy is getting up a collection for Pertwee's departure from the service that he knew and he loved, sir. And I am to be presented with his cheque on Sunday evening.
How do you know?
Because I threatened to crunch his Cornish cake home if he didn't. No. I mean that it just sort of slipped out in a conversation I accidentally overheard.
That's me. Go on.
Well, sir, Pertwee can't pay for the wallop or the grub until Pertwee gets the cheque. So I wondered if you could arrange for me to draw the stuff from your officer's mess on your account now. Then I can hand the cheque over to you at the party, and you can let me have the change.
Well, I don't know, but... Well, where's this party to be held?
Ah, now that's another little favour, sir. Another little favour. Instead of having it aboard the cool, stark world of naval wardrooms, sir, I was wondering if we could have it in the cool, stark world of your house.
What?
I beg your pardon, sir. And in the sheer luxury of your beautiful home, sir. You know what a magnificent hostess your wife is, sir. Not been married myself, it is a bit...
Yes, oh, quite, yes, yes. Well, I'm sure my dear wife, Ramona, would be prepared to... But what do you want me to do?
Give her my undying gratitude and all, sir, and sign this authority to allow me to draw the booze from your officer's mess. I've had it typed out, sir, in thin duplicate, as you'll notice, duplicate. And it's all to be delivered to your place Saturday evening, sir.
Well, I can't see
any... I'll pay for the transport. Yes, pay for the transport, sir. And I'm inviting the Admiral, sir.
The Admiral? Oh, well, in that case, sign here.
Right there, sir. Both copies, sir. Both copies. Lovely, sir. Good morning.
See you Sunday evening, sir. Best bib and tucker, sir. See you there.
Damn right where you are, Henry. I'll answer it.
Very well, Ramona, my love.
I'm not having you brushing the sleeve of your messy jacket.
Mess jacket, my love.
Silence, Ramona knows best. I'm not having you brushing the sleeve of your messy jacket up against my new non-alcoholic cocktail dress.
Of course not, my love.
I know you when there's a party on. Wait! This is my house. Stop wasting the electricity on me ding-dong.
Sorry, pardon, Mrs. Bowie.
So I should think. And stop shouting through me letterbox. You're straining me spring and wearing out me hinges.
Nasty.
As I was saying, Henry, woman so rudely interrupted. I know you at parties. So let it be clearly understood that Ramona is having none of your tickle, 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 whoops. That surprised you jolly jokes tonight.
Very well, my love. I'll try to remember.
You better. I am not the bunny girl, you know.
No, my love.
I shan't speak to you again. Just one more ding-dong, and you won't get your helping of specially prepared Ramona cold crumpet.
Ramona, my love, isn't crumpet supposed to be hot?
Henry Purvey, if you think for one moment I am going to put another shilling in the gas meter just to entertain your disgusting friends with me hot crumpet, you've got another thing coming. They'll have it cold and love it. Now head up. Right, open the door. Let battle commence. Oh,
thank you, my love. Thank you. Welcome, gentlemen.
What to? The Tower of London?
Do stop waddling, Mr. Phillips. I'm frozen up here. Let's get inside where it's warm. On the other hand, I could be in for a terrible disappointment. This way, gentlemen.
Henry Purvey, I'm going to leave the front door open and let all my Ramona paid for warmth walked out forever.
No, of course not, my love. Shutting the door now, my... Oh, dish. Right in the mush. I beg your pardon, Padre. I didn't see you on the step.
Oh, not at all, old chap. I turned the other cheek, but you copped me in the hooter. And I've only got one of those.
Well, you did have.
I can't apologize enough, Padre.
No, I doubt if you can. I've got a coshed conch. A coshed conch.
Henry Purvey, who is that vulgar person?
Only me, Madam Purvey.
Forward march, the lot of you, and no stamping on me lino.
In here, gentlemen. The Admiral is already here. After you...
At last, another human face. Well, near enough. Creeping Ivy Purvey, where the hell have you been? You left me on my blasted Todd for so long, I thought the whole blasted Navy had sent me to Coventry.
So sorry, Admiral. I have a glass of champagne.
Well, as long as your wife didn't brew it out of the juice from the jar of olives, thanks very much. And a large one, in case I get abandoned again.
Yes, of course, sir. And the same for you, gentlemen?
Yes, please, sir.
Do you think I could have a crisp?
No, you can't, Blondie. Crisps will be taken at 8 o'clock. Now put my alarm clock beside them and extra sticky tape on each bag. And heaven help anyone I catch burrowing into them before the bell rings.
I bet there's a mousetrap in the dish.
There is, so watch it.
Shall I answer it, my love?
Certainly not. It may have been undesirable. I'll deal with it. Well?
Good afternoon.
It's not afternoon. It's evening.
Ah, well, you know about these things. I'm able to see my titty, missus.
I'm here to present the cheque to pay for this lot for the ship's collection.
Entor, you'll find a plastic bucket of cocoa in the servants' quarters.
Thanks very much, and cheers.
Trembling crow's nest, I've been abandoned again.
Right, Ramona will receive.
Ah, oh, good evening, madam. A sip of curtain. A chief of officer curtain, madam. I believe that I am the guest of honor. May one be permitted, Miss Hyde, to enter your delightful domicile?
A man of culture at last. Enter and leave your boots on.
Oh, so kind, man, so kind. One would have brought one's slippers, but as one is leaving the service, one can't afford new ones. And one's old ones have added. One's walk about bits of partly company with one's others.
Right. Permission to take 4 crisps each. But no crumbs or crunching. You may also help yourselves to the delicious Ramona-prepared delicacies on Ramona's whatnot.
Goodness gracious me. Oh, you must have slaved away in your kitchenette. Yes, you must have been out there for 1/4 hour or more.
Thank you. It is nice to be appreciated for once. Right, start champing, and everybody washes up his own cardboard plate afterwards.
Touch me, where are you?
Over here, sir, next to the aspidistris.
Well, thank heavens, I'm so glad to see you here, Pertwee. I must confess, I've just been the tiniest bit anxious.
Really, sir? Over what, may one ask?
Oh, well, I know it's silly of me, but, well, the account for all this champagne.
Think nothing of it, sir, think nothing of it. I'll put you out of your dilemma at once, sir.
Today!
A standby to make the presentation of the magnificent cheque, which is a complete surprise to me.
All right, Chief. Excuse me, Padre. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but I don't dance. That's not quite what I meant, sir. I want to make the presentation, sir. Would you mind calling for us, please?
By all means.
Ah, very kind.
Leave it unto me.
Now, will the congregation kindly... I mean, simmer down, chap. Simmer down. Able Seaman Tiddy, stout fellow underneath it all, no doubt, wants to speak unto the multitude. Coaches, play the game, chaps. Padre wants half.
Leave this to me, Padre. Silence!
So kind.
Let us all gather round our old shipmate who has almost departed. Let us gather round in preparation for the big moment for our gallant chief on the eve of his taking his leave of this noble work. And remember that in the midst of life, you can be made redundant too. Redundant too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well said, the sooner the better. Oh, do get a move on.
It gives me great pleasure to present Chief Petty Officer Pertwee as a token of our affection for him with this cheque on behalf of the entire ship's company for 8 6 months.
Ah! I'm ruined!
No, sir, not quite yet, sir, no. Now, you could be, but not quite yet, sir.
I knew it. Here it comes.
Captain Poe, sir, much as I was looking forward to civilian life, it would not be fitting for me to leave when a gallant comrade in arms such as yourself is left in the hands of your father. Of course, I may have mentioned to the lads when the collection was being taken that I might not be going after all.
Pertwee.
Hence, the 8 6 pence.
You've done it on me. I know you have.
All in good time, sir. Not having a civvy job to go to, sir, it might take me an incredible time to reimburse you for what you owe your mess account for this farewell wallop, sir.
But I can't be it. I can't.
However, should you see your way clear, sir, to letting Pertwee re-enlist for the further umpty-twiddly 1 years, Pertwee would know. He would know that he had an income, And Pertwee might well be able, by some means or another, we won't go into now, he might be able to settle your mess account first thing Tuesday morning.
But to be ridiculous, Pertwee, I can't possibly recommend your reenlistment at this stage. The only possible way would be if I said you were vital to the service and couldn't be released in the interests of security. And I could hardly...
Security? Yes. But didn't I tell you, sir?
Here's the big 'un.
You must have noticed, sir, that chitty I had typed out for you to sign authorising me to collect the bubbly from the mess.
Well, what about it?
Well, I hadn't realised it at the time, of course, but on the back of it was a top secret list of all the armaments aboard our latest nuclear destroyer, sir. I must have picked it up by accident, sir.
What?
In duplicate. The combination of this list and your signature had accidentally appeared in Pravda. Could well...
All right. Don't bother with any more. I know when I'm beaten.
I was sure you would, sir. Yes, I'll be in your office to sign on again first thing tomorrow morning, sir. Three young lads. Righto, lads. Pertwee's in the chow. Last one to get stoned is a custard.
John Pertwee, Stephen Murray and Leslie Phillips have been Avoiding Redundancy in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the Chief Petty Officer, Stephen Murray was the number one, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Pervey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Pervey was Heather Chasen, leading seaman Goldstein was Tenny Levens, the Padre was Michael Bates, and able seaman Tiddy was played by Laurie Wyman. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.